It is as children that we engage in play as a primary pursuit. But the time comes when we must focus on becoming the adults we ought to be. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 139, The Working Day. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
We are but warriors of the working day. So Henry V says to the Constable of France, describing the soldiers that he represents before the Battle of Agincourt. Warriors of the working day. The goal seems to be to inspire the plain, laboring soldiers that stand with him. As he goes on to say, even though their uniforms are all dirty, quote, but by the mass our hearts are in the trim. And there is perhaps a larger meaning to Henry's description of the soldiers as warriors of the working day. As the Shakespeare scholar Marjorie Garber notes in a slightly different context, Henry in his rhetoric, now as king, emphasizes work, a contrast to the play in which he was engaged as the young Prince Hal in Henry IV. Originally, he was under the influence of Falstaff and his revelries. Falstaff said, banish Falstaff and banish all the world. But, as Garber notes, Henry has banished Falstaff, and he has taken on the work of a serious person, a serious leader. Our mitzvah for the day is about work and its seriousness and its dignity, and it embodies a warning to the employer never to deny that dignity inherent in work. The mitzvah is about workers that engage in a working day. This is the verse, Leviticus 19:13. Lo talin pulat sachir itcha ad boker. You shall not keep the salary of a worker with you overnight till morning. As the rabbis explain, we are dealing with what is known as a day worker, a schir yom. He is a worker of the working day. And the employer is told that one has until the next morning for payment to be given. Should it be delayed, then this verse is violated. The point is clear. One may be tempted to take unseriously the bit of work that has been done. This is not a permanent employee, and the Torah therefore warns, do not do this. Give the worker what is owed. Do not delay. And we must understand how the larger worldview about work contained in the Torah can be found in this mitzvah. The medieval work, Sefer HaChinuch, a compendium of the commandments, explains the purpose of this mitzvah as being connected to a concern for the welfare of the one who works. The English rendering in Sefaria has it this way. It is from the roots of the commandment that it is because God, blessed be He, desires the preservation of man which He created. And it is well known that with the delay of nourishment, the body will be destroyed. And therefore we were commanded to give the wage of the wage earner, as he urgently depends upon it, to sustain himself from it. So Sefer HaChinuch writes, and then the translation continues, with this work referring to the Almighty. And it appears that therefore did he place the limit of its time to be one day and not more, as it is the way of people to sometimes fast for a day. End quote. A concern for the nourishment of the worker. This is indeed an element at the heart of the commandment, but here I think we can also say something more. What is taking place in this mitzvah is nothing less than the divine dignifying the work that is done in a day. For the Torah to go out of its way to emphasize that the worker must be paid what is owed is for the Torah to bestow dignity upon the work itself. And this is very much part and parcel of the Judaic worldview. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, in an essay titled Markets and Morals, wrote the following, quote, the Jewish liturgy for Saturday night, the point at which the day of rest ends, culminates in a hymn to the values of work. When you eat of the labor of your hands, and you are happy, and it shall be well with you. On this the rabbis commented, you are happy refers to this life. It shall be well with you refers to the life in the world to come. Work, in other words, has spiritual value, because earning our food is part of the essential dignity of the human condition. Animals find sustenance. Only mankind creates it. So Rabbi Sacks writes, and then he adds a bit later in the piece, the great rabbis were themselves laborers or businessmen or professionals. They knew that the Jewish community needed an economic as well as a spiritual base. Accordingly, the Talmud lists as one of the duties of a parent to teach one's child a craft or trade through which he can earn a living. End quote. This then is the larger meaning of the mitzvah. Do not dismiss the efforts of the worker of the working day. To wait to make payment is to dismiss or ignore the effort that has been expended. And that effort is part and parcel of the reflection of that person's humanity. To pay for work and to pay in time is to honor it. It is as children that we engage in play as a primary pursuit. But the time comes when we must focus on becoming the adults we ought to be. Few of us will become a king as Hal becomes Henry. But Henry V, in the play, goes out of his way to honor the work that others do on his behalf. Honoring the working day and the worker who works in that day is an obligation that is enshrined in the 613 commandments of the Torah. And we are thereby called to ponder how we can honor that capacity within the human person. Rabbi Sacks, in his essay, further cites the famous passage of Maimonides that the most laudatory version of charity is making available to a poor person, quote, a gift or a loan, or by accepting him into a business partnership, or by helping him to find employment. In a word, by putting him where you can dispense with other people's aid. With reference to such help, it is said, you shall strengthen him, be he a stranger or a settler, he shall live with you, Leviticus 25:35, which means to strengthen him in such a manner that his falling into want is prevented, end quote. And Rabbi Sacks adds to this passage, all other forms of charity leave the recipient dependent on charity. Work alone restores his self-respect and independence. So Rabbi Sacks writes, and respect for work and for the human capacity for work is part of the meaning of this mitzvah and part of the very worldview that Judaism gave to the world. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.